Welcome to the Functional Alignment Show, where I aim to functionally bring alignment into all aspects of your life. This show is a valuable resource for individuals seeking to optimize their health and well-being. Specializing in the fields of functional medicine, chiropractic, nutrition, and holistic wellness, this podcast is hosted by myself, Abby Borkowski, also known as Apples Eats on Instagram. The goal of this show is to offer insightful discussions and practical advice on achieving optimal health through a holistic approach. From addressing the root causes of stubborn health issues to exploring the latest research in functional medicine, this podcast offers a wide range of topics to empower listeners with the knowledge and tools to take control of their health. If you are ready to become functionally aligned, keep listening.
Guys, welcome back to the podcast episode. Today we're going to be talking about testosterone, and I kind of have a mini masterclass on it that I'll be going over. This will be really beneficial for both males and females, but if you find this episode really useful, I highly suggest that you share it. It's great knowledge, and I just want everybody to be able to know that they can take control of their own body and their own health, and they don't have to rely on exogenous drugs or external drugs, basically. So nonetheless, let's just dive right into it. So what is testosterone? So testosterone is a steroid sex hormone, meaning that it has a backbone of cholesterol. If you listen to my last episode that I just did on cholesterol, you'll understand that it's basically the backbone to all of the steroid sex hormones, and it's crucial, and you need you need cholesterol in order to have adequate amounts of testosterone in the body too. So it is prevalent, and it's necessary for both men and women to have adequate amounts of testosterone. Now, in females, you don't want it to be too high or too low. Too high can, you know, bring about symptoms and present as PCOS, which I also did another podcast episode about that previously. So you can look up that episode if you want to dive more into that. But in males, we're normally seeing chronically low levels, and in females, we're seeing chronically high levels. So it's kind of like this, you want this middle level of just right for it to work properly within the body. So first, I'm just going to kind of dive into testosterone and its relationship to females. This is going to be a lot shorter than the male portion, but for starters, in females, low testosterone most likely is indicating that there is an ovarian or adrenal insufficiency. So by that, your ovaries and your adrenal glands, that's basically what's making the testosterone in the body for females. So basically, things that can make low testosterone is when we have high aromatase activity in the body. Now, aromatase is an enzyme. Whenever I say enzyme, think it converts one thing to another thing. So when we have high aromatase in the body, which can come from, poor liver detoxification, high alcoholic diets, all of that, when we're drinking a lot of alcohol, it can create aromatase in the body. And this high aromatase actually converts testosterone, any free testosterone in the body, into excess estrogen. So that literally makes so much sense why then there would be low testosterone in the body. If somebody has a high aromatase activity, it converts any testosterone into estrogen. So that's a reason for low testosterone. And again, the aromatase activity, high amounts of aromatase in the body can stem from alcohol, glucocorticoids, HPA axis insufficiency, meaning that the brain-gut connection's dysregulated, the gut is dysregulated, and any inflammation in the body. Nonetheless, with that, basically we want to be looking at addressing any infection or inflammatory condition within the body. We want to be reducing alcohol intake. We also want to be reducing glucocorticoids that one could be taking. Reducing stress, helping that HPA axis, and then considering any aromatase inhibitors. So things that can inhibit or stop the aromatase activity, again, that conversion of testosterone into estrogen, is high flavonoids. Flavonoids are really prevalent in any bright colored vegetable that you see, or like a purple sweet potato, that's really high in flavonoids. Any phytoestrogens, so flax seeds can be really beneficial here because they get rid of that excess estrogen, stuff like that. And then remember that progesterone also inhibits aromatase production to begin with. So progesterone is really important to be making for females in the second half of the cycle. And to have sufficient progesterone, we need adequate sleep, low stress. So it all makes sense. But that's kind of the low testosterone and how to do that. So on top of that, we'll just go into high testosterone in females. So this is also can be related to ovarian or adrenal insufficiency. You see high testosterone and androgens with PCOS. And stuff that can help this is cruciferous vegetable intake. You want to really detox out the liver. So doing phase one, phase two detox protocols. And then some herbs that can help are saw, palmetto, and chasteberry trees. So that's kind of just an overview of it. I'm not here to prescribe anything or anything like that. It's more so just to kind of give you an overview of what it is. And then for the high testosterone also, something that can be linked to that is going to be in females with the PCOS, you see insulin resistance. So you really want to make sure that the body is able to use its uptake its glucose properly. And then lifting is really important, proper sleep, stress management, again, all very important for this. So that was just kind of a brief overview of the female body and testosterone. But now let's touch upon the males and testosterone. And this is where there's more research done. It's very prevalent because testosterone is the main male sex hormone. So for starters, testing is very important for testosterone, and blood testing or serum testing is not the best way to go about this. I would suggest that the best tests are from diagnostics or biohealth laboratories. It provides a snapshot of male hormones using saliva testing, and it really gives a great overview of cortisol, DHEA, DHT, androstenedione, progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone. So this is the whole androgen pathway, and if it's affected along any path of that whole pathway, testosterone can become low. And basically there's many different things that can cause it to be low. So when somebody has low T or low testosterone as a male, there's so many different avenues that can come through, and you really have to kind of be a detective and look at the puzzle as a whole in order to figure out what area you need to treat and all that. So you really should be working with a provider on this. You shouldn't just go take exogenous testosterone because that could just be making it actually worse. You need to figure out what the root cause is of why you have that low testosterone. And working with a functional provider can really help and provide you with the right test. I wish I could be your provider right now, but I still have a couple more months of school left. So come May, when I start this, I can't wait to start working with actual patients and to help people with this naturally. But in the meantime, I'll just keep making these podcasts because they're really fun for me to share the knowledge and information that I have, and how to go about things naturally with people. So we're going to go over four switches that turn off testosterone. And the first one that turns off, so when I say turns off testosterone, it could be anywhere along that pathway of the androgen pathway, which is a whole biochemical pathway of one thing converting to another, and then converting to another. So I'm not going to go over that pathway right now, but I'm just going to go over four main things that turn off testosterone. So the first one is the most important one, and it is cortisol. And cortisol primarily turns off testosterone, and it switches it. So basically what I was going to try and say is that cortisol directly inhibits testosterone production in the testicles by these things called Leydig cells, and cortisol is it's our stress hormone. So psychological, like, thought of even anything, any stressor. So men specifically, I feel like, internalize their stressors more and don't speak about them. And whether that be relationship-wise, money-wise, work-wise, men will most likely have a thing called thought stress. And that stress sends cortisol into a hyper or an increased state. So when you have that excess cortisol, your testosterone production literally shuts off. That is why stress is related to low testosterone. So it doesn't even, like, dim it. It just completely shuts it off in total. So this is where we're talking about that HPA axis, that you probably hear that word thrown around, but basically it's how the body talks to the brain. So again, when you have that thought stress, the brain is overthinking, it's stressed out, it's releasing more cortisol into the body, and you have a high amount of cortisol. So when you're younger, you can rebound from that high cortisol in 1 hour. But as you get older, your adaptability and your resilience to overcome that stressor is not as great. So it may take you now 4 hours to get out of that stressed out state as you get older, just naturally compared to younger. So that's really where the cortisol stays at a hyper, increased. It stays at that for a longer period of time. And then that's where testosterone really plummets, and you don't get a production of it at all during those 4 hours versus 1 hour. So that's where stress is literally the number one switch to turning testosterone off. So if there's one place you can start, it's just minimizing your stress in your life, thinking positive thoughts, not talking to yourself positively, talking to people about anything that's going on that's stressful in your life, not internalizing things. It's really crucial, and just being able to process your emotions and work through them is something that I can't stress enough in order for healthy testosterone production. So the second thing that turns off testosterone is insulin. So insulin it's also a hormone, and insulin works in a way that high insulin is going to decrease testosterone. And then if you have low testosterone, it decreases your insulin sensitivity. So this is kind of like it's like a domino effect. So somebody will have high insulin, and that decreases testosterone. And then that low testosterone that you get as a result of that will further decrease insulin sensitivity and increase glucose in the body, and then that increases insulin. So it's like a cycle, and it keeps going in a circular effect, basically. So what this all means is that somebody, when they eat any carbohydrate in their body, they have chronically high glucose levels then, and that increases the insulin levels. But the insulin can't respond to that because it's not sensitive. So that's where you get the term insulin resistant, is because the body can't respond to that high level of glucose in the bloodstream from the food that you're eating, and it can't put it away and usher it into muscles or to cells to use properly. So you're not insulin sensitive, you become insulin resistant, and that's where you get low testosterone. So it's really this is what, like, diabetes is basically, and becoming pre-diabetic, and what poor blood sugar control means. So these are all synonymous words for it. It's just kind of understanding how it's a cyclical cycle and how one thing can lead to the next. So in order to fix this, you really need to control your food and how you're eating, basically, because your body will look at any excess carbohydrate intake and see that as a bad thing. So basically this is from excess sugar. There's good carbs that can be eaten with fat and fiber and protein, and that's going to be like your rice, stuff like that. But your fruits are good too. Those are high carbs, but also they are, they have fiber with them and stuff like that too. So really staying away from processed carbohydrates is the key, I believe, for this. Third is that estrogen. So when you have higher estrogen, it turns off testosterone. So going back, cortisol stimulates the activity of aromatase, like I talked about originally. So when you have high cortisol, you have increased aromatase activity, which means that your testosterone turns to estrogen in the body. And this is what creates more abundant fat cells, especially in the visceral area. So when people are saying that they're gaining weight uncontrollably in the abdomen area, this is why, is because you don't have a balanced estrogen to testosterone ratio. Your estrogen is going to be higher because of that increased aromatase activity. So basically this aromatase and the estrogen is stimulated by the cortisol, so that you have low testosterone, and it's all interconnected. So really that high testosterone, or that high cortisol from the first point that I said, is kind of this domino effect into all these other things. So I'm just going to leave it at that, because I don't really need to talk more about it. But the fourth one is going to be oxidative stress, and high oxidative stress is going to lead to low testosterone. And how you combat oxidative stress within the body is by eating antioxidants and by controlling your stress and not having excess cortisol. So again, it's all connected, and those are the main four points as to how testosterone is turned off. In addition to that, testosterone is correlated to experiencing chronic pain. So low testosterone, you're going to have more chronic pain because your nociceptors are not sensitive anymore, basically. Along with that, you're going to have increased risk of cardiovascular disease or stroke. So that's why testosterone, you need it in the body for both males and females. Now, how do we naturally increase testosterone without taking exogenous testosterone hormone replacement? So first is going to be eat a lower glycemic antioxidant rich diet. This can look like the paleo diet. You want to eat high protein. You want to make sure that your carbs are a healthy source, whether it be from fruit, rice, stuff like that. And then on top of that, you want to make sure that this eating a lower glycemic diet will really help, because it will make you more insulin sensitive, and then that will reduce the cortisol, and that will also improve your testosterone. So this is what really key. Diet is the key to a healthy testosterone level, I believe. Next is going to be increasing intense physical exercise. So really increasing the intensity of strength training, making sure that you're lifting heavy weights, you're stimulating muscle growth, you're stimulating protein synthesis. Basically words for just meaning that you're stimulating muscle to grow, and that is huge for improving insulin sensitivity as well, because your muscles uptake the glucose then more effectively, and your testosterone will improve. Lastly, sleep is needed. Sleep is so crucial, because that is where your body improves its deep sleep, its REM sleep. That's how you can improve your body and your stress levels naturally. And that is kind of the natural things that you can do to improve testosterone. All of it's really stress reduction, improving insulin sensitivity. And on top of that, some supplements that are shown to be beneficial are phosphatidylserine. That is very beneficial in reducing cortisol and helping with testosterone production. And then another one that is great for sleep is going to be ashwagandha. And pomegranate extract is also very important. That could be a great one to inhibit aromatase. So I said that aromatase earlier was the thing that converted the excess testosterone to estrogen. So pomegranate extract can actually inhibit that. But again, you also want to be, you can't just take these supplements and not improve your diet, not improve reducing alcohol intake, not improving sleep. So these supplements will only work if you're doing the lifestyle habits as well. And lastly, improving the oxidative stress by taking astaxanthin. That can be found in a lot of food and a lot of fatty fish. So that is something great as well. So that's kind of all I have. This was a lot of information, I know, to intake, but it's really beneficial, I think, for fertility, for males to feel, you know, to grow muscle, to feel happy. I have a lot of males in my life who say that they have man boobs and they want to get rid of them. And a lot of it just comes down to having low testosterone and not being able to build muscles properly and having the overgrowth of the estrogen to testosterone can create more fat cells. And that's where you get those, the in quote, man boobs from. So this is a really great episode. If you have a male in your life that you really want to share this with, natural approach is way better than start natural if you can. And then later on in life, if those natural things aren't helping anymore, that's when I would then say to look into hormone replacement therapy for testosterone. But don't just run there off the bat, because most likely, I said, you have this androgen pathway and there's different things on it that it can come from. So really reducing cortisol, stress, improving sleep, improving your food so that you're not insulin resistant, you're not pre-diabetic, your muscles are able to uptake the glucose and function better. Your life will dramatically improve in all aspects. So this is, I think it's a great episode to just kind of learn and touch the surface of a lot of things, but I hope you learned something. If you would love to share this episode, I would love that, please. It would be great to share it with somebody that you care about. And lastly, stay tuned for more. But if you have any questions about this episode or future ones or past ones, you can always contact me on Instagram. That's the best way. My account is at ablleseats. It's ABBLES.eats. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.